Okay.
And, is it, and I've been trekking so far today for 5 hours already, and I've probably stopped for about 15, 20 minutes for a little lunch break.
What are you looking at now?
Well, I'm standing right next to the Great Wall, and I'm looking out the most fantastic view. It's just all the mountains. I mean, obviously, the wall just goes on as far as the eye can see. And I'm standing right next to one of the watchtowers. I've literally just scaled the side of the wall. I've had to hold on, put my walking poles away, and hold on with my hands. And the drop, I mean, if I'd have just like taken one wrong move, I would have probably dropped and you'd never have seen me again. So it's pretty hairy and pretty dangerous. And today, I would say so far, has been the most challenging of all.
Is it spectacular?
It's amazing. It's an incredible view. It really is breathtaking. I've always wanted to come here and to actually be here. And I hope I'm talking to you now. I'm standing right next to the wall, and it is incredible.
Quite surreal, really. Because it's funny, because the phone lines nowadays are so perfect. It's weird to think you are there and we are here now. And I know you're raising
it's
money
so
for...
It's so nice, though. Do you know how nice it is to hear your voice after walking for 5 hours?
Oh,
I feel like I'm having a big magic hug from the Manning family.
How nice is that bath
really
going to be tonight? Nice hot bath tonight.
Well, we don't have baths. We don't have luxuries like that. It's really not. I mean, we're here with a company called Charity Challenge. They really set everything up. And so it's brilliant. You're really looked after. But you don't have such luxuries as a bath. We're lucky tonight we'll get even hot water and electricity. So, you know, you kind of... The whole point of doing this is it is a challenge. Obviously, we're in a big group and everybody's here doing it for very personal reasons and to raise money for their particular charity.
Sure.
And it wouldn't be a challenge if we went back to a luxurious hotel and we had a nice long soak in a bath. So that'll have to wait until I get home.
And that'll be nice when you get back home. Now, I know you're doing it for Royal Marsden. You did say it was like your best friend when you were growing up. Her dad had died before he ever managed to do the Wall of China, but it's something he really wanted to do, wasn't it?
It's one of the places that he wanted to go with my best friend's mum, Christine, and they talked about it for years, and they wanted to do it in their retirement in their 60s, and unfortunately, Michael lost his life last year, and the Royal Marsden was so fantastic at looking after him. And the night that he passed away, I sat with Christine in our garden, and she said, you know, the one thing I'm really devastated about is that we'll never get to do all these amazing things we have planned. And I said to her, look, a year from now, we'll do it. We'll scale the Great Wall. We'll do it for charity. We'll do it to raise money for the Royal Marsden Hospital as a thank you to them for being so great to her family. Wow. And for me, my personal reasons are a thank you to her family, who've always kind of looked after me as a kind of second family, really. So, yeah, it's really nice. We're all girls. There's only six of us in our group. And, you know, as you can imagine, we're getting through lots of dry shampoo, gossiping the whole way. So it's a really nice thing to do. And we wouldn't